When did you notice that graffiti on the side of the building?
That's May 13 morning. That's a Saturday. So I come to work. I drive from that way, you know.
Right.
So I say, oh, what's that on the building, you know?
Yeah.
So I park at the parking lot. I open the door. I just go over there, check. It's really dry.
Right.
It's really dry, so I can't do nothing. So I was so angry. I said, why you do this? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I said, what I needed to do? Okay, I call 911.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
So I call 911, but you know, we don't have camera over there. My neighbor, you know, no camera, so we can't do nothing.
Yeah.
So police get a report. So we see. Later,
yeah.
I say, I take one picture. I post Facebook. I just say, I'm so sad for this. I say, what? I don't have word to say this.
Yeah.
But I say, people not gonna do, it's no right.
Right.
It's no right, especially it's business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the North Broadway Street and the Fremont Street, it's busy street. And people drive or buy. Mm-hmm. It's,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
a lot of cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, take a picture, post Facebook. But I don't say nothing because I don't know what I needed to say, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of people sharing and want to help me and pink or blue or something. So later one day, almost afternoon,
mm-hmm.
Carla messaged me. Mm-hmm. Before, we don't know each other.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I hadn't met her, but I just saw it on Facebook. Somebody, maybe your post.
Yeah.
And it was so annoying. And so obviously just, you know, it was just, it's such a prominent place and it was just very annoying to see, you know, in a small business, you know, independent business, you know how hard it is to run. Everyone does. So I messaged her that I could paint a little mural over it because I'm an artist and I have the paint already.
Mm-hmm.
I have the brushes. And I had the time. So, so we agreed. So I came and talked to her and we talked about what we could do. And I mean, I'm kind of vague about it because I don't like to plan things out too much. But since the building's an Art Deco style building, I thought something kind of a deco, abstract flower kind of thing, you know, wouldn't scare anybody, wouldn't offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be simple, easy to get, have people help me because the idea was to get other people involved so it wouldn't.
Sure, you're.
So, you know.
You've done similar things before, right?
Yeah.
With murals and having people kind of come and work out like downtown and know with box?
Yeah, that was the first big one I did with trying to get the community involved. So that worked out really well. And I would work on it during the week. And then on Saturday was the day for people to come and help. And it's a simple enough design. I could tell them, you know, do that little triangle thing over there in this particular color. And and for the most part, it worked, you know. And people just love doing stuff like that, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, helping out Judy and also just being artistic at the same time.
Yeah. So
did you just put a call out on Facebook and just people showed up or did you message some people?
I think Judy mostly got the people.
Yeah.
She knows because she has a daughter in junior high.
Yeah, okay.
She has the inside scoop on teenagers.
We just talk and say, when we got the pink, okay, maybe Saturday because I don't have time. And I say, maybe you need some teenager kids come help because my daughter like pink stuff, you know? Yeah, so I say, okay, I post Facebook. I say, maybe we need three teenager come help color and design. Mm-hmm. All the idea designs from color.
Mm-hmm.
So we just say some kids come help, so maybe we can do the finish fast, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple, like three people on Facebook say he come, and later, five kids.
Yeah, how much did we have, five teenagers?
Yeah.
And then my friend Roland, who's helped me with other murals, because he said three people forwarded it to him, so I was a little nervous that too many people would show up.
Uh-huh.
But luckily, it just worked out. There was about six besides me,
okay.
I think, altogether. So for such a small, it's not that big, so.
Yeah. How long did it take?
It was about 5 hours,
four or five hours. But a little bit before color take off the little piece.
Oh yeah, I came early and scraped it as much as I could.
Yeah,
and
make sure the wall is clean, you know?
Yeah, so. And then her daughter Linda came and helped me put primer over the lettering itself so the black wouldn't come through. And then I just sort of sketched, you know, with a pencil what we're doing and just kind of plunged right in.
I don't know if this is anything you've heard before, but I feel like I've heard, and maybe I've even somehow heard this from you, like in some source, but that people are they're less likely to vandalize a mural.
Well, I have heard that, and it's been my experience. I mean, I've done several murals, and none of them have ever been tagged. So you can't really figure out what goes through the mind of someone who does something kind of dopey like that.
Sure.
I mean, some of them are more artistic, so
yeah.
So they have a sensibility maybe. This guy's obviously not an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think that's been my experience, and I haven't really seen it much anywhere that people will tag a mural, an original mural, but.
Well, I'd really wanted to talk to you guys, you know, I mean, because, I mean, there's so many, I feel like over the last few days, it's kind of inspired a lot of people just because it's a small thing that the community's coming together to help and be artistic at the same time. So, Judy, can you kind of just, how do you feel about just how this has all come together?
I feel like first I say, maybe nobody care, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just don't care. Maybe second day, couple days, I just pink my blue, you know? So, but later we got in. A lot of friends on the road here, a lot of neighbors, and it come ask me take a donation or no. I say, no, we don't take a donation, we're okay. So yeah, I say, people care, community care. So we together make one mural. I feel like community together, so we make a more better sense, good sense. So this, you know, you pink for business, you can pink for your home or for somewhere else, but no for the street, for the business building, for the other people's house. You know, you can pink your home, but it's not right. So I feel like I'm grateful, you know?
Yeah. Anything else, I guess, that you guys would like to add before we wrap up? I appreciate your time, of course.
I'm really surprised how people have noticed it and what kind of feedback we've gotten. And, you know, it's sort of thanks to Facebook that we've got the whole thing started. That's how I saw it, because I didn't see it in real life. I just saw the picture, but knowing where it was. So I think it's really kind of touched a nerve with people, because that kind of thing is just so petty and thoughtless, and it's not a reflection of what Galesburg is. And just by showing the outpouring, I mean, I was at the community treasures today, someone stopped me to say something about it. Someone across the street when I was taking out my recycling said something about it. I mean, the guy at the register said something about it. I mean, it's just people know that that's what the real Galesburg is, like a sharing, loving sort of community, and you know, we try to help each other out.